Good morning. Welcome to the full Totnes breakfast on Soundart Radio 102.5 FM with myself, Peter Sheeran, on Friday, the 3rd. Oh, Friday is the Friday the 13th. Watch out, folks. That's an omen. Be careful. Of August, yes. And, look at that weather out there. We'll talk about that in a moment. We are on the Friday. This is the Friday feeling, or that Friday feeling. And on the show today, we will be joined by Katie Whitehouse, but we'll also be joined by guests in the form of Lemonade Sin, a new EP coming out from them today. Is it today? No, it's not today. I think they've released, anyway, it's around now sometime. And so we'll be talking to them a little bit later on and also listening to some tracks off their EP. Okay, let's get on with the music. Time enough for that, and too much time for Lemonade Sin.
It's too much time to do what I want to do. My deadline's no pressure, and it's all gone to sin. Too much to achieve anything. Weeks drift by and it's all gone to sea. My hands has never been so clean. My life has never been so pristine. There's too much time.
Too Much Time, Lemonade Sin. And we have a cacophony of people here now. We have Simon, we have Lee, and we have Katie Whitehouse. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning. Now, Simon's literally just joined us, so it's probably we're in a state of confusion.
I'm slightly caught out because I was listening to the your program online already, and suddenly I had it like with a 5-second delay on one ear and live in the other ear.
I guess you were in a state of relaxation, going, "Oh, I quite like this song," and then suddenly you're on the program.
But yes. That's good, having Lemonade Sin all around, because today is the release day of your mini LP, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
That's brilliant. And Too Much Time, which you were just listening to, there's a video for that came out on Wednesday. Can you tell us a bit about how and where that was made?
I'll start on that one. So I just love Totnes Cinema, and because we hadn't been in there for so long, and then when it reopened May, I was just thinking, this is such an amazing building, we have to make a video in here. So it kind of was a bit chicken before or egg before cart before horse, whatever thing became before the thing. we're going to make a video for one of the tracks on this album in there, and Too Much Time fitted so well. Because you're kind of waiting and anticipating a thing, and it doesn't kind of happen. And my son Dylan is a filmmaker, so yeah, we dragged him down and we shot it in there on the hottest day of the year. It was very sweaty in there, but that kind of worked as well. So yeah, we really really like how it's turned out. It kind of conveys the
sultry.
The word
I got from watching the video.
Sultry, yeah, it was certainly sultry.
Yeah, you can almost kind of feel it's nostalgic, and you can almost kind of feel that beautiful paint peeling off the wall, can't you, as you watch the video and sink
in that. I don't know, does that sound good, paint peeling off the walls, in terms of just quotes and things? Lemonade Sin, paint peeling off the walls. You don't want those combinations being made, really, do you?
I said that gorgeous paint. Gorgeous paint. Slowly peeling off the walls in a nostalgic way. There you go. Is that better?
Yeah. Okay. It was good to get some context.
I'll take that. It's a wonderful video for the feel of that song.
I was I was watching the video yesterday, and the other citizen in this household mentioned the beautiful South.
Okay.
she was reminded of the voice interplay between the two singers of Beautiful South.
Ah.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah. We have a Spotify playlist, other streaming platforms are available, called Lemonade Sinfluences. And Beautiful South is not on there, so maybe we should throw one in.
I think, now that the partner has mentioned it, I think it's a requirement.
Yeah, okay.
The police. It's the law. Yeah.
Yes.
So how are you feeling today on the day of your release of your mini EP?
I'm feeling really, really excited, and I got up early and went to Spotify just to see it, check that it was there.
It's on Spotify, folks. That's another note for everybody to take note of.
Yeah. So, apart from Spotify, how can people get hold of Lost Days?
The way we would recommend is that you go to Bandcamp to let me give you the exact thing in case you're not au fait with using a computer. Lemonade Sin, one word, .bandcamp.com, and there you'll find our full array, including the Lost Days one, and then you can stream it, and you can also download it, and you can also, if you are into physical artifacts, then you can order the CD. And the physical artifact is actually a very beautiful artifact, I think. A lovely cardboard CD case with the very fine artwork that was produced by our bass player, Charlotte, who's done a beautiful job with the appearance of it all. So all of those things are available.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. The artwork is brilliant. I didn't realise it was a team thing too. That's really...
It, It was, yeah. It evolved over a kitchen table and some lots of scissors and cutting out things. And yeah, it's very satisfying.
How about the name Lebanon Sin? How did that come about?
Oh, well, there we were thinking we need a name and coming up with all sorts of ideas, and then you'd quickly Google them and find that there were at least half a dozen bands using that name already. And Lee said, maybe we should try an anagram of our names. And when we did Simon and Lee and put that into an anagram generator, we came up with a whole bunch of interesting things, but Lemonade Sin stood out. So we thought, yes, this will be the name of
our
band.
That makes full sense now, Simon and Lee.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't
spot
that.
It's brilliant because I love those juxtapositions of words that don't normally go together, but then they suddenly sound absolutely perfect.
Now, I'm looking at your packaging here, and I've just realised Vertigo in yellow is...
Well, that was exactly the inspiration, and we were going to do it on a red background, and we started the red background, and then while we were cutting out the letters, it ended up on Charlotte's kitchen table, which happened to be yellow, and we thought, oh, that makes much more sense, and it doesn't look like we've ripped off the Vertigo poster.
And also...
And lemons are yellow, so of course it should be yellow.
Of course it should be yellow. I love what I love about this is the... I've got the image on my screen here, and I love that the actual end of the paper is actually paper. You can see that this is a cutout of paper on the photograph.
Yeah,
cool.
We did literally cut and paste it with actual scissors and actual glue.
Brilliant. Yeah. Lovely. Should we have another song? Should we get into it? Because we've got a lot to get through today.
Yes.
Great. Let's listen to Sane Asylum.
Okay.
Stretch out, live like walls.
Lemonade Sin, Lost Days and Sane Asylum from that EP. Yes, and we still have the band here who have reformed effectively. Is that what happened?
No, Simon and I have known each other for a very, very long time and have been in various music band projects, things involved in a way. But we're now live in different counties. We hadn't done anything quite some time. But we kind of, Lemonade Sin, although it wasn't called that, I suppose we started writing songs together again about 6 years ago now. Is that right, Simon?
About that, yes.
About that. We're a bit flaky. We just sort of, we wrote one song and then that worked. Let's write another one about 6 months later. And so it kind of, it trickled out. And then those were our Fairground songs. And then when we released that, we thought we need a name. And that's when Lemonade Sin name happened.
How do you mean Fairground songs?
You tell that one, Simon.
I think Leigh had written a really good tune and had decided that she should bring me in to help write it, and we were just thinking, what can we write about it? And somehow stumbled on the idea of fairgrounds, and both remembering going to the fair, because Leigh was not brought up in Devon, I have to reveal here. She lived in southeast London, I'm afraid.
Devon accent is powerful.
We had strong memories of that, so we were writing all sorts of things, brainstorming ideas about fairs. And wrote the first song, Bumper Cars. And then we had loads of more ideas. It was like, I suppose we could write a whole set about fairgrounds. There's so many different rides and things. We did bumper cars, we did big wheel, carousel. The list is endless.
It is endless.
Well, there's two others, but yes. Candy Floss and one about the mirrors.
The very popular Forest of Mirrors ride. Yes.
So we'd done that, and then we'd thought, oh, this works well, and then from like occasionally meeting up in London like twice a year, we had let's do another thing, and we came. Oh, so the anagrams. As Simon said, we like Lemonade Sin as a name, but all these other kind of good anagrams of our names came up, and we thought, oh, there's just a bunch of song titles there. So we just picked half a dozen and said, oh, well, let's write some songs around these titles. What would that song be about? So we started writing what we called the Anagrams Project, and we were getting on quite well with that, and we were looking forward to kind of getting in a studio with our live band to do some recording. And then, of course, the world went a bit pear-shaped and we were not able to do that. And then, very quickly it escalated into suddenly writing a whole load of new songs, which is what ended up on this mini LP, as we call it. So the Anagrams are kind of going to happen later this year. But meanwhile, this felt more urgent because they're not about lockdown, but they're kind of off the time. They kind of have the sense of what's been going on in the last year. And yeah, it felt like this was the stuff that needed to come out together. It was a group of songs that really worked well together.
And today is the blossoming.
Exactly that.
Full blossom.
Yes. Full blossom.
Full blossoming.
Wow. So you've known each other since you were teenagers, really, and been involved in various music projects together. But this is the first time, this project and the Fairground one, are the first time you have actually written and performed together, like co-written and...
I say that's right. So Simon's various incarnations of bands with the word Umbrella in from the, what year was it, late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I persuaded them to let me in the band, so I wanted to be a drummer, like Mo Tucker of the Velvet Underground. Though I was allowed to play drums sometimes, just basically I could just play the one thing. One rhythm, doof, 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 doof.
I know that one.
Occasionally, and in some vocals and a bit of guitar. But that was Simon's very much songwriter of that project.
So, disrespect, but are you a pair of punks?
I certainly wouldn't claim to be that. That would be a misrepresentation of me. I was. I mean, I like some punk music, but nah.
No.
No, I wouldn't say.
No.
I think I have a punk sensibility sometimes, but I don't think.
City Boos said were true. Quite punky,
yes.
Weren't they?
I like a harmony, and I don't think that's really from a punk thing. I think that's much more ABBA. That's where our ABBA thing comes from. Ah. I just love whole. There's always room for another harmony on any song I write.
So you mentioned the Velvet Underground. We've got a track from them.
Yes.
Femme Fatale. Is there a reason behind choosing that song?
I love pretty much everything they ever did, but I think Femme Fatale is possibly the first Velvet Underground song I ever heard, and I just love its rawness. I love Nico's voice. I love the fact that, you know, they do have that kind of almost punk aesthetic of two or three songs and just, you know, record it how it comes out. But there's something just so really raw about that.
Femme Fatale, Velvet Underground from the Andy Warhol album. That's the one with the banana on the front. It's funny knowing songs so well and actually not knowing the title of it. I didn't know that was called Femme Fatale, but there you go.
Right.
Yeah, as chosen by Lee from Lemonade Sin.
And Simon, these are both choices.
Did you both choose it? Oh, sorry, it was just that Lee mentioned it, and so I thought it was her choice, and I thought the next choice that will come up was yours, Simon. But let's not worry, let's not do spoilers.
No, we went into deep conference about which two songs we were going to choose.
It's an important show. This is a very important show, and I want you all to take it very seriously, if you would be so kind.
We only just got the choices in time for the show, really.
Oh, really?
I know, it took us like 2 weeks to work out this.
And in fact, all the discarded songs could make about 10 shows. We're sorted for the next 10 weeks, Peter.
Okay, cool.
We're
in Velvet Underground.
Yeah. Happy to help.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll definitely have you on all day if that's what you'd like.
I love it. We've created a new radio station. So that must have been really interesting. What you were working largely on Zoom to start with, were you?
Not even that. Well, just sending files via, you know, GarageBand files, sending those to each other, and just they were rough demos or even like things recorded on your phone. And then, you know, I realised I had to kind of up my game technically in order to, that we could have compatible systems and actually work on things that were for keeping, music files that were for keeping. So yeah, we did record a huge amount on GarageBand.
And then
we finally, when we got to, you know, leave our homes, we went down to Penquit with Lucy and Matthew Board, and they kind of made it all lovely. We recorded all the vocals properly there, added extra guitars, Lucy put some drums on stuff, and
we crammed
so much into the week. The Pale Blue Eyes guys, yes, indeed. And some fun synthy sounds, and Matthew's very lovely shaky egg skills. So
excellent. Yeah. Oh, they're just wonderful to work with, aren't they? That was a really good choice.
We had a really great week, really productive.
Yeah, they're lovely to work with, and they just seem to completely get what was going on. So we go off and they produce mixes, and it's like, yeah, you've just added the bits that this needed and we didn't realise and stuff. It's been a joy to work with them.
Yes. That sounds like the perfect production experience, really, doesn't it? So do you think you're planning your anagram release? Do you think you'll work with them again?
Oh yeah, we've already got dates in the calendar, yes, to do that in October.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes.
Around
about the dates of the second Totnes XX Festival, which is going to be the middle of October.
You're going to be busy, Lee.
Lemonade Sin will be one of the sport acts on the live night. And then, while we've got some people in town, we'll get down to Penquit and do some more recording with Matt and Lucy. Yep, that's the plan.
Wow. We're going to have you wrong? Back on again, Lee, to talk about the XX Festival, aren't we?
Yes.
Good. That's really exciting. Well done for bringing that back.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent.
We need these things. Excellent. So, do you kind of having got together in this way and recorded this fantastic these fantastic tracks? Do you regret not doing this before, or do you think this was just the right time? Mm. I mean, because you've known each other so long.
Yeah. Simon?
Oh, it's fine.
No regrets. It just was the time. It just was that synchronicity. This was the time to do this.
I think
and
so.
And can you picture what would it have been like if you'd written together as teenagers then?
A short-lived collaboration. I think we'd have argued a lot, had a big fight and never spoken to each other again. I think it
Yeah, definitely.
We're both far more agreeable and reasonable people now.
I concur.
Would you say you were spiky in the past? And what sort of relationship did you have? It doesn't sound all lovey-dovey to me.
No, we're never lovey-dovey.
Well, not necessarily in a relationship kind
of
thing.
We
don't
have that kind of...
Mates kind of thing.
No, we were always arguing, going, Simon, we can't do it like that. And Simon going, yes, we can. This is my song and this is how it's going to go. No, he didn't say it like that. There were quite a few people in that band. There was a lot of personnel. There was a lot of...
A lot of interesting dynamics going on.
Yeah, okay, that's a very diplomatic way of putting it. Yes.
So, let's take the next song, for example, that we're going to do, which is Come Daphne. Who created the song in the first place? Who came up with the idea for that song out of the two of you?
Lee took the lead on that one.
So, Lee, when you start working on it together, do you get all possessive over the song?
No, rarely. I get to a point where I'll just throw something. I'm a starter, not a finisher. I'll just really, really like this. Now I absolutely don't know where it's got to go now, and then I'll put it down and go back to it the next day and go, nope, still don't know. And then Simon will do something really good with it. So that one came about because that was quite a very late arrival. I just had set myself the task that in January and February I was just going to finish songs, and then I kind of had that bit of word lyric hanging around. I'd rather just pick up my guitar and plug it into the same amp sound and pick a garage band, straight some sort of 4/4 blur. I thought I'd just be a bit contrary and found an awkward rhythm time signature, and I found a mandolin knocking about that we bought once, hopefully, and nobody'd ever played in my house. So I don't know how to play it. So that I just found something interesting chords that I could just about play on this mandolin.
And, yeah, the strings are all wrong.
It sort of evolved from that. Yeah, exactly. The strings are small. There's no, the frets are too small. It's impossible to play.
Stupid instrument. Yeah.
I sort of plink some strange sounding chords out on the mandolin, and that became the song that is Come Daphne.
That's fantastic. It's so good to not pick up your familiar instrument, is it? Isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
You just slip into a well-worn groove. You forced yourself to expand. That's fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, it turned out I was just actually playing A minor, but, you know, it was an interesting A minor.
Yeah.
But hey.
Not all A minors are the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a very plinky plonky.
Okay. Well, let's have Come Daphne then. Lemonade Sin, Come Daphne, and I've just got to break up an argument here just for a second. You guys settle down.
Fight!
Yeah, a fight nearly broke out, even though they speak as one, apparently. Is that Simon and Lee?
Yep.
Yep. Right, okay, that's good. That's better. It was like herding cats for a second there, just before the song finished. So you've recorded this in what are the boards called in terms of their studio?
It's Penquit Mill Studio.
All right. Okay.
I believe. Yes. Sounds... That's what we put on the credits. I hope they've got that right. Yeah. It's headed down Ivy Bridge Way, between Ivy Bridge and
very beautiful.
Somewhere else.
Now, yes, in terms of timings, we've got to get the next song in reasonably quickly. And now, who chose the next song?
We did.
We did.
Yeah. This is what the argument broke out about, folks, during the last song.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't know what we've been arguing about. But yes, this tune. So why ABBA?
Just top pop songs, top harmonies, clever pop songs. Just go, well, that's so genius how they went into that middle eight there, or just that, yeah, just it's ABBA, isn't it? I can't argue with ABBA.
It's ultimately beautiful pop, but it's so well crafted and as Lee says, cleverly crafted. There's so much skill. You think it's simple, but there's lots going on there to make that simplicity.
Mm.
They're just the ultimate pop band. Once you've got them, you don't need to mention anybody else, really.
Yeah. One of my favourite pop songs, Sending Out an SOS. I love that song. Love this song.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to play the record rather than perform it yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I misunderstood.
What a treat, Peter. Although,
you missed my reference that I was actually singing the Police version of the song. But I'll go there.
I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind.
SOS by ABBA, chosen by Lee and Simon from Lemonade Sin. And we need to move on to your next track pretty damn quickly because of time.
Okay.
Time constraints. Yes. So tell us about this next track that we're going to play.
The Superstone Lipstick, very much of Lobster. Lobster. It was from the lockdown period. And it's probably the angriest song on the record. But I really like how it turned out. And it goes from a quite a grungy verse to a very kind of pop-tastically ABBA chorus, I would argue. Mm-hmm. And then a fun fade out, which turned out really well as well. That's all I can say about it. It's about putting on a face just to say that you know everything's okay, even though for a lot of people it wasn't really. You kind of just had to put on a brave face.
Lemonade Sin, And we went through all the TV programs that were available to the 70s kids during that song. And we ended up with whatever it was I thought of at last, which I've forgotten.
Banana Split.
Banana Split. Yes. So this album, where do we find it again?
Find it on Bandcamp. Mostly, or you know, catch me in the street on top of this high street, and I'll give you one.
you carry the.
I'll give you a copy of the CD.
You have them on you at all times. How about you, Simon? Are you carrying them around on a specific basis? Have you got a big pocket?
Very, very much so. Yeah.
So
to be found in live markets are in Greenwich and Totnes today.
Right, so yeah. Simon's walking around Greenwich in London, and Lee will be walking around Totnes at other times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You'll need to pick him. Yeah.
And you have to say, you are Simon Alders of Lemonadeson, and I claim my copy of Lost Days, and then I will immediately present you with one.
There you go. You heard it first. You've got to stand by that now.
I'm heading over your way now.
Yeah.
M5,
M4. Back on Monday.
Wow. Thanks so much for coming on. It's been really great to talk to you, and it's great to know that you're going to be live in Totnes in October then.
We will. Yeah.
October the 16th.
October the 16th.
Right. Okay. We're getting that in the Totnes Pulse. Totnes.
Yeah, definitely. October 16th. Really can't wait.
And where do you know? Do you know where, by the way? Do you know where?
Where? Oh, at the Barrel House.
Oh, no, okay, cool.
Yes.
Sorry,
Katie. Before that, we're playing in a back garden in Catford. Yeah, that's the warm-up gig.
Oh, okay.
You're good at warm-up gigs in back gardens.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, really, really good. Yeah. Well, love the feeling of your preview gig in your garden.
Yeah, that worked all right, actually, didn't it? It was a good setting.
Well, thank you so much, Lee Freesgreen and Simon Alders, for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's been absolutely lovely having you on the show. And Katie, you got someone to play us out with.
Yeah, we're going to play out with Callum Ingram, who is an extraordinary cellist who's collaborated with all kinds of amazing people I can't find now. And but anyway, he's playing at a brand new festival called Blues Down Festival, which has sprung out in West Dorset, and it's today 3 p.m. till midnight. Blues and all kinds of amazing music, and Callum is soloing, and I don't think you often would get a solo cellist at a blues festival, which is why I've picked him and a track called Demon Eyes.